everyone. Jeff Smith here from HireTrustMarketing.com, here today with Mike Cliff Jones, a writer, consultant, and speaker based in the beautiful Canary Islands. Now, he's the author of the top-selling book Beyond Blogging, as well as many other books online. You can find out more about Mike at MikeCliffJones.com. That's Mike, C-L-I-F-F-E, Jones.com. Mike, it's great to be able to chat with you today and have you share some of your online experiences and secrets with us. How are you doing today?
I'm very well, thanks, and looking forward to it. Looking forward to having a natter with you and hopefully letting your readers know a bit more about ebooks and marketing them and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's terrific. I know you have a wealth of information there, so let's get going. Before I start, I have to ask you, what's the, you know, a lot of us are suffering through winter right now. What's your, what's the weather like for you right now?
okay, well, it's midwinter here. The temperature is around 27 Celsius, which I guess is the mid-70s, and blazing sunshine. It tends to be like that all year round. That's why these are called the Fortunate Islands.
Right. Okay, we'll try and absorb some of the sun as it comes through on the call then. I wonder if we could get started, maybe just have you go through a little bit of your background with the listeners, for those of them that don't know you, and how you came to kind of get where you are today with numerous ebooks and sort of making a living online. How did you get to live such an envious life?
Okay. Well, a very conventional early career. I worked for car manufacturers in Europe for 18 years, working my way up with Ford Motor Company, with Toyota GB, and with Volkswagen across Europe. And then we decided at the turn of this century that we were just going to get out of corporate life, my wife and I, and move to the Canary Islands, which we did. And we settled here in Lanzarote, and we started a business, a real estate business, which we grew over 8 years to be a big one. And then kind of realized we'd done exactly what we didn't want to do, which was to go from one corporate lifestyle to another, just in a different and warmer place. So we sold out of that at the back end of 2008 and started looking around for something else to do. And our main requirement was something that would enable us to travel, because we decided that once the kids were growing up, and they are now, that we wanted to go traveling around the world. And we hit on the idea of creating an online business. So we set up in 2008 a network of blogs. I've always been a writer, although not professionally. And I started writing, my wife started writing, and it really kind of snowballed from there. So our income now derives from the blog network we've got, which is centered around this island and tourism here, from my writing of books, both conventional books and ebooks, and from consulting with and helping other people navigate the social media and online marketing space.
Interesting. What really stands out from what you said there is there's so many people that want to get into, I think, their own business of some sort, and they want that sort of freedom and they want the ability to travel, but oftentimes they don't back it by a big why. They don't really, you know, have the motivation that took you from the car company to the real estate, and then the real estate to sort of your online business that's fueled by a very strong understanding of what you wanted at that point in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the biggest issue. And I've seen over the last couple of years so many talented writers and people with a great story to tell just kind of fall by the wayside. Mm-hmm. Because there's this great myth out there that, you know, you can create an online business for no money. Well, that's true. But that you can create an online business without much effort and much hard work, and that really isn't true. I mean, we still work crazy hours, and I hope that will eventually slow down. But the last 2 years have probably been the two hardest years in terms of work of my life. But it's been great fun, so that hasn't been an issue.
Right, and you've been able to stick with it because you really, you know, you're grounded by what the underlying principles are. You're building something for yourself. And ultimately, this is going to allow you some freedom and the ability to move around and things like that, right? So it's driven by your underlying, you know, motivations, right?
Absolutely. And I think supported by some business common sense, which, you know, I've managed to build up over the years.
Right. Good. Well, let's shift gears just for a minute. And when you made that move in 2008 to sort of the blogging networks first and then creating your own products, how did you choose your markets? And maybe are there some tips that you can share with others on how you, you know, are you more, do you come down more on the side of picking markets where you have direct experience or passions, or do you sort of look at markets from a market research point of view, or how, what's your take on that?
Okay, well, the simple answer is the first of those two. So we decided that we, and the still is the basis of our business, we create a blog called Lanzarote Information, which is all about the island we live on. We're passionate about the place. We love it. We know a lot about it. We're well connected here. And we just wanted to share that passion and that interest with as many people as we could. So it was driven first by that, but secondly by the fact that we realized we could make an income by doing so. What we didn't realize is how long it would take to build an income. It really does take time to build audience, however passionate and prolific you are with your writing.
Right. And was it your thinking at that time that, and I assume this is pretty much the case, is that when you pursue a passion, because you're not alone in that, you pretty much know there's a whole bunch of other people that share sort of that same passion, and so that kind of tells you right there there's a market available, and then it's just a matter of time of working it long enough or hard enough to get to it.
Absolutely right. And I mean, today, right in the beginning, we realized, and today it still holds true, although the overall numbers are much, much bigger. But for Lanzarote Information, there are three kinds of people. The first kind is people who are simply looking for information, and they just want to know, I don't know, where to go out for dinner on the first night of their holiday or something like that. In the second camp, you've got the I call them the in-betweenies. So they're people who perhaps holiday here regularly and want to know more about the place. But in the third camp, you've got the people who really do share our passion, who interact on the blog on an almost daily basis, who are members of our membership area, who buy every product we come out with, because they're, you know, they're right up there. It's one of the key things in their lives, if you like.
Interesting. Yeah, there's another thing that comes out of what you're saying there. I think it's very important, which is if you're entering a new market, even if it's one you're passionate about and you do know something about it, getting the blog up and running and starting to build a relationship with your market, you start to figure out when you listed those three sort of subsets of your market, that obviously came to you from experience of being involved with your market and actually starting to learn a little bit more about it.
Right. It's true, and what you have to do if you're writing a generalist blog, you actually have to cater to all those three segments, and it's an easy mistake to sort of just start catering to one of them, and obviously that affects your traffic and your scope and your reach.
Interesting, yeah, because there's so many people that I've talked to that feel that they can sort of, they either have a grasp on a market because they've been involved in it for a period of time, or that they can get it out of some sort of keyword research or some other method, whereas, you know, I think there's a good half of your knowledge about your market. You don't really know it until you get involved, until you start sort of, you know, blogging or social networking or whatever the medium is to actually get involved, and then you just learn more as you go. It gives you more opportunity as you build it.
It's true, and I mean, I suppose our second biggest blog is my personal blog, which is called Mike's Life. And that kind of fell out in that way, because when we first started, I knew nothing about blogging, web design, or any of those things, and I remain resolutely non-technical. But I found as I was going along that I was learning so much, I was having to learn so much so fast, that I felt I should be blogging about it to the benefit of other people. So that's what created Mike's Life, and that blog is really about helping people do what we do and sharing the learning that we get on an almost daily basis from our other blogs.
Right. And that's at mikeslife.org, is it?
Or that's Mike's correct. Life? Mikeslife.org, yeah. You can link through to it from mikecliffjones.com.
Okay, yeah, excellent blog. I really enjoyed reading that one. Good, well, let's actually hone in on, because you sort of made the transition into information products and into ebooks, and Beyond Blogging is one of your ebooks. I know you have others, and it's been a huge seller. I think I heard you say five figures in 24 hours. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was astonishing, really. Excuse me.
Wow. Hey, can you maybe share with us some secrets around getting those sorts of results? I mean, how do you account for that sort of launch?
Okay. The short answer is affiliates. Because unless you are Copy Blogger or Chris Brogan or Darren Rouse, as an individual, it's almost impossible to achieve significant numbers with a normal blog. You know, even with 3,000, 4,000 unique visitors a day, only a small percentage will buy a product that you put out. So Beyond Blogging was a joint venture with Nathan Hangen, a colleague of mine who lives in the States. His idea originally, he approached me and said, I've got this idea. We knew each other from the kind of blogging community and Twitter and places like that. And the idea was to find and interview the top 15 or so bloggers in the world and try and find out how they'd got there, what their secrets were, and then pull it all together in a final section, which kind of summarized the key commonalities between what they were doing. What we didn't really realize at the start was, of course, we had a built-in set of 15 huge affiliates. And not all of them chose to promote the book, but a significant number of them did. Chris Brogan did, Darren Rouse did, and so on and so forth. And as a result of that, the launch just went crazy. I mean, it was incredible. The first, as you said, the first 24 hours was five figures. The following week was another five figures, and it rolled on and on for weeks, really. And even now, the book still sells in reasonable numbers. So it's kind of become one of those, you know, books that people in the blogging community seem to want to buy, which we're very happy about, obviously.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And especially with a new market like that that's growing so quickly and where the interest level is so high, and you have sort of a base of experts or authority figures, so to say, coming up with a compilation type product is a really great idea and a great way to break in yourself. If you don't really have a name for yourself in that market, you know, leveraging those that do to be able to sort of enter the market, I think it's a great way to start your information product business.
And I wish I could say it was all planned out like that, but it wasn't. I have to be honest.
Well, it's great to be able to learn, you know, from other experiences. So, interesting. I'd like to know how did you go about getting the attention of these sort of authority figures, these 15, and what was the response when you approached them with this idea?
Okay, well, we sat down and originally wrote our target list of people we would like to get. And interestingly, and again, this was another accident, between us, we had had some dealings with all of the people we were targeting. So we divided them up. You know, the people I had a relationship with, like Chris Brogan, for example, I approached. And I think of our original list, only one turned us down. For the life of me, I can't remember who that is now, but only one person turned us down. Everyone else said, yep, okay, we're up for this, we'll do it, which was great. And we were very, with our initial approach, it was pretty gentle. And it was very clear that we would do it on their terms. So, for example, in the format they wanted, some people preferred to do a Skype call like this, others preferred to have the questions emailed to them and to type them back, and so on.
So presumably you pitched kind of the idea, right, that you're going to kind of collect this. And I would imagine in this sort of thing, too, if you get a couple of big names on board, that Absolutely. You've established relationships, the others want to do it just because, you know, they're all competitive to some degree, right, with their status in the market. So they would want to join in on that.
Yeah, that's very true. And I mean, we went after our two biggest fish, if you like, at the beginning. And then we were able to say in the follow-ups that, hey, by the way, Chris Brogan's doing this. So that was great.
Right. Interesting. And I would imagine today, I mean, kind of you're the social networking expert as well. I would imagine that's a great way to reach some of these people today and actually start to build these relationships.
But very much so. I mean, I think all of our relationships were based on social media. With the people we approached.
Yeah, it's interesting because in the days of either the telephone or email as the mechanism, you know, there's so much noise that was happening in that area, they could easily block you and you'd never reach those people. So in the social networking, it just seems to be because it's built into the mechanism itself, it's easier to reach these people and actually look for partners.
Very much so. But the advice I would give to anyone listening, though, is don't try and do it cold. I mean, build the relationship with the people first.
Right.
Because it doesn't work, particularly with the bigger names, if you just kind of follow them and then 2 minutes later send them a direct message saying, hey, I'd like to interview you for my blog or whatever. It won't happen that way.
Right. Understood. And now that your Beyond Blogging book has been such a success, do you have other ideas that from that initial success that you want to sort of build out on that idea?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, we originally planned to do a second book looking at another set of people. But then Nathan went his own way and decided to get into software development. And we're still good friends, but we're not working together anymore. And Nathan's developing iPhone apps and all kinds of different software, some really quite exciting stuff.
Right.
So I took on the franchise, if that's the right word, for Beyond Blogging. Mm-hmm. And what's happening now is that I've decided to kind of niche it down. So I've got two people now working on niche blogs within the Beyond Blogging franchise. So we have a Beyond Travel Blogging book coming out and a Beyond Real Estate Blogging book coming out. And both of those are written by people who work in those sectors and will follow the original format. So they have interviewed the top probably half a dozen or eight bloggers in their respective fields, and they'll be transferring the learning into the new books.
Interesting. I really like the choice of the term franchise, because an awful lot of people look at the whole exercise, if they get to the point where they want to develop their own ebook, report, membership site, whatever it is, as a sort of a one-shot deal, maybe come out with another edition, something like that, but they don't really get it in their head that this could be just the start of a series or a franchise concept. And I think that's a really good point to bring through to people.
And I mean, it was one of the things we did when we launched the original book, was spend a lot of money on creating a brand, a design, a look and an image. And again, that was largely by accident, but we decided we wanted it to look fantastic. So we just went ahead and did that. And having made that investment, I really felt that we should try and find ways to keep it going and to hopefully make it better and better known. I mean, I'd love to see 10, 20, 30 different Beyond Niche Something blogging books.
Yeah, absolutely. Now that you've got the ball rolling, for sure. Yeah. And this is, I guess, a good example of some of that past business expense or business wisdom coming through.
I guess so, yeah.
let's actually just take a step into the gory details of product development now, if we can, and sort of get your take on how long it took. So this was a little bit different because it's a compilation product. So that meant you would have had to sort of, organize a little bit, bring these partners together, and probably feeding them either questions or getting them on topic and sort of collecting all of the material together, organizing it. Can you maybe just share a little bit about how long that took and maybe some pointers as to what went well and what didn't go so well?
Sure. If I just leave Beyond Blogging to one side for a moment, but I will come back to it because that is, as you say, a slightly different one. If people want kind of pointers for how long it takes to do these things typically, I've written, produced, and got onto the market an albeit free ebook, which is the case study I give away with my blog in as little as a week. Beginner's Guide to Blogging, which is another book that I used to sell that I now give away free, probably took me 5 to 6 weeks to bring to market, and my Twitter book perhaps 3 to 4 weeks. So those are probably more typical. Beyond Blogging actually took 6 months, and that was exactly as you say. I mean, when you're trying to interview 15 really busy, high-profile people, you know, Gary Vaynerchuk was an amazing example. I mean, I think we missed him for various reasons about 7 or 8 times. And he wanted to do it on the phone as well. And eventually we got him. And during the course of the interview, he was walking to the subway and talking to us on Skype on his mobile. So it was a bit of a logistical nightmare. And the other thing we did was, as I mentioned before, building a lot of time for design for the website, for design for the book. We wanted to launch it as a conventional book as well. And for Kindle and for the iPad and stuff like that. So there was a lot of technical stuff that went into it. So yeah, that took 6 months. I mean, interestingly as well, almost all of the sales in the first 3 weeks were for the ebook version. Now, Kindle is the biggest selling version, followed by iPad, followed by the paperback, and the ebook version is the smallest seller these days.
Interesting.
And I don't really know why.
It does seem that things are changing very quickly with so many devices and you know, so many ebook readers getting into people's hands, and we're really on the edge of a pretty big revolution here in terms of ebook formatting. So that's great that you've jumped the gun and you've already got these versions out there selling. That's really good. Did you get you had a conversion service do that for you to generate those formats?
We had a conversion service that did the iPad version for us, and we were able to do the Kindle version ourselves just by through the Amazon website.
Right. So that's a good point, too, is a lot of these tools are becoming more friendly. Mm-hmm. When they first came out, it was a bit of a dog's breakfast with different formats and very difficult. There was some open source, really complicated tools to do these conversions, but they never seemed to quite take just right. And it seems like the tools are getting much better to allow authors to do this themselves now.
I agree.
Excellent. So in terms of the writing of the books yourself, so the ones that you did, your free ebooks and your case study, of course, a lot of those were based on primarily past experience. So again, an advocate of focusing on a topic you're passionate about, ideally you have a little bit of experience with, and then you can document some of your experiences for your market. Have you ever outsourced or had taken material from anywhere else in content, or has everything been yours so far?
Everything we've done has been ours so far. The only thing we've done slightly differently, which might be interesting for readers, and this hasn't launched yet, our Lanzarote information blog. I mentioned briefly before that my wife's a prolific writer. She posts to that maybe 5, 6, sometimes 7 times a day. So you can imagine there's something getting close to 3,000 posts on there now, an awful lot of data, an awful lot of information. So for any new reader, it's quite difficult to navigate. Sure, if they use search, they can find what they need. And what we decided to do was to aggregate that information into small guides. We're in the process of pulling all the posts that relate to one of the resorts here, Puerto del Carmen, into a guide to Puerto del Carmen. We'll do another one for each of the three resorts. So that's kind of reusing existing material, and we're charging for it. And we're also upfront saying this data is all on the website. You can find it there. But if you'd like it in a handy format that you can buy as a paperback or as an ebook and bring it on holiday with you, this is the way to do it.
Right. I've certainly seen a pattern of some of the top authority bloggers following this pattern where they've taken exactly that approach. I think was it Darren himself on Pro Blogger that did something like this, right?
31. Are you thinking 31 days to be a better blogger?
Exactly.
And he uses the same on his digital photography school blog, which is his major income earning blog.
Right. It's a really interesting take. So even, you know, so another reason to sort of get into building a platform and building your blog even before you get into the information product side. I get a lot of people coming to me, you know, wanting to develop their product with absolutely no web presence yet. They don't have a website, they don't have a blog, they have nothing. And my first advice is usually to, you know, get online, if you know your market and you want to start targeting, you know, start blogging. Start just doing a blog a day, start building sort of a platform, getting some traffic to your site, get a following going. And then, you know, you can simultaneously write your book or do what you're doing and package some of that over time and put it into guides.
Yeah, and above all, build an email list, because it's the people who join the email list who are the passionate group we talked about, and they're the ones who buy everything you produce.
Right. Yeah, that was an interesting post. I think I don't remember which of your blogs I saw it on, where you had posted sort of some things that if you had to do it from the beginning a little bit better, you would have probably focused on sort of converting those blog readers into subscribers a little bit earlier on in your cycle.
For sure.
Interesting. Very good. I these have been some incredible tips. I think we could talk all day. You know, the insights that you have, having built you know, these multiple sort of niches out online is really fascinating. And then entering into the world of information publishing, I'd just like to ask you one final question, and it sort of gets back to the little bit of a discussion we had on franchising, I think, and that is, where do you kind of see the information marketing industry going? And then yourself, you know, what other opportunities are you exploring? Franchising higher-end products, maybe? Do you have any plans for, say, recurring products, memberships, those sorts of things?
Okay. Yes, we've moved into the membership area already. We have a membership side to the Lanzarote blog, where we charge those passionate people. We give them a forum, we give them a classified section, and we give them an aggregation site that pulls together all feeds from all over the blog that relate to from all over the internet that relate to Lanzarote.
Right.
So that's my big, I suppose, time sink at the moment. I'm really enjoying getting that going, and it's building quite well. There's a couple of thousand members in there. We've kept the price relatively low, and it's fun and exciting. In terms of where I see information marketing heading, I see it very much, I suppose I'd say niche, or as the Americans would say, niche.
I think we're frankly just confused, and I'm from Canada, by the way, but not from America, but we're just confused. Which one? On any given day, we'll use one or the other.
Well, as a Canadian, you should be saying niche, because it's a kind of French word, isn't it? But anyway.
That's right.
You see, the beauty of how easy it is to publish and create product now is that you can afford to go almost as niche as you want to. So whereas, I'm into scuba diving, for example. Mm. Now, when I first started diving, if I wanted to buy a book about diving with diving tips and stuff like that, I always had to buy a generalist book. And in a generalist diving book, there's always a section, for example, on cold water diving and dry slit diving, which is of absolutely no interest to me at all, because I never dive in cold water and I'd never wear a dry suit. So, you know, I'm kind of buying something, a whole chunk of which is of no interest or value to me. The beauty of the way how easy it is to publish now is that you can write a scuba diving book that costs very little money, all about warm water diving in waters with good visibility where you wear a wetsuit. So that whole book is relevant to me. And because it's cheaper, I can afford to buy it.
Interesting. And that's the way we get a lot of people that have an interest in a larger market, say it's weight loss or it's diet programs or marketing, business, and they wonder, you know, there's already thousands of information products out there. Is there room for me? And I think what we're saying right here is what you're saying is absolutely, because there's always a way to sort of further drill down, right, and find a more laser-focused target market within that broader niche and make a mark for yourself that way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Excellent advice. No, I really appreciate your time today, Mike. So again, people that want to learn more from you or connect maybe through one of the social networking sites, that's MikeCliffJones.com is the best site.
Yep. And you'll find I'm always on Twitter, and it's at MikeCJ.
Okay, great. At MikeCJ on Twitter. And MikeCliffJones.com. Really appreciate the time today, Mike, and I'll let you get back to your sunshine.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your time as well, Jeff, and
thanks.
Best wishes to everybody.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.